We want to talk to you a little bit about what we see both in both systems, although dealt with on a state-by-state basis and on a national basis, that are evolving into our jury pool and the reality of trying cases in either federal or state court. And perhaps the most important issue that we both identified is the experience of social media and the internet for us and with our jurors. The lead case on this comes to us out of California, but in everything we do nowadays, you know, regardless of your age, you don't need to be a millennial to have a Facebook page. And the increase of that then has seeped into not just juror expectations of the way you try your case, but in your ability to address from jury selection on to the trial. And it's so much so that we've even got a TV show now on a weekly basis that would challenge all of us ethically, if you've ever watched this show, what this individual purports to do. And Derek can talk about this from the criminal perspective. I mean, CSI convinced every juror that the power of government has unlimited resources to prove.
I'll say that every jury selection that I've gone through since CSI has resulted in a module by the government, whether it's federal or state, talking about CSI and then downplaying the ability of the federal government to collect evidence and say, we really aren't CSI. I mean, they have every single trial I've been in, there has been a module during voir dire for either the state prosecutors or the federal prosecutors about that topic.